I don't know where you are, Clint. I would be at this point surprised if they did. I would be surprised if they did. I'm not ruling it out at all. I'm not saying no way. I'd be surprised. But that is the number one thing I think people are wondering are how serious are the Texans about potentially going back in that first round?
Well, for the sake of the party tomorrow, boys, let's hope not. Let's hope not. Let's just stay in that second round. Let's have three picks tomorrow. Let's have a hell of a party. Now, I think it wouldn't surprise me if it happened.
No.
Now, what I think it's going to take is, you mentioned it in the crosstalk, it's going to take somebody sliding in the Texans, somebody that they're really, really in love with sliding. And to me, that has to be a D-tackle, or that has to be a corner. At that point in the draft for them, I think, to get good and worked up and jump back into the first round. Yeah. I mean, I think that's my one key to this draft tonight, is keeping an eye on it as it pertains to Texans.
Those are the two positions you're watching.
If a certain corner starts to slide and a certain D-tackle starts to slide, look out. Look out for Nick and D'Amico, because I think either of those two guys, I think they've got a couple that they really like. And if that guy starts to slide, I think Nick and D'Amico could potentially make a move. Because I agree with you. I think it's in their DNA. Like now that we've seen Nick handle a couple of his own drafts and not be under Belichick's umbrella, and we've seen D'Amico be part of one.
Because Belichick and them, they were more into moving back into acquiring a lot of picks.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not what he's really done here.
Yeah, no, he's been aggressive since day one. I mean, Nico Collins.
Yep.
Was an aggressive move. I mean, so
went up to get Garrett Wallow.
Yeah, he did. G-Wa.
That's never, ever been a thing.
Yeah, it is.
Kasarian.
It is not.
Yeah, it is. He sat at our table.
He goes by G-Wa?
Yeah.
No, he does.
Yes, he does.
No, Tyler, have you heard of it?
Yes, I was at the table. Fact.
G-Wa? Hold on, man.
What up, G-Wa?
No, you're lying.
It's not that bad.
It is. Both of you are making this up.
No.
That you are making this up, and you're just making me look stupid.
No.
I can look stupid by myself. He has not never, no one has ever said, yo, G-Wa!
Yo, big G.
He did not, because how does that even, I don't even care if he was at the table. How does that even come up? He didn't come over and say, hey, man.
There was two players at the table. It was Garrett Wallow and the safety you mentioned yesterday. What was his name? The safety, the depth safety that played a little bit last year and getting hurt.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about. It's MJ
Stewart.
That's
what he called him. Yep. It's what MJ Stewart called him.
G-Wa. No.
Just
way,
like that. See how natural that came
out? No, it's not natural. G-Wa. Like, we got to stop that one, man.
It did. I'm
about to say, man.
I can't.
And Tyler, I mean, he just.
That was well done,
Tyler.
I mean,
he's coming right through. Man, y'all, so, okay. Team up on.
Got to be a fun one today.
Garrett Wallow's a cool cat. I can't put that one on. I can't leave that one on him, man.
But I'm calling him that now. Where is G-Wa at right now?
I can't leave that.
Is G-Wa in the league?
Yeah, he's on the P-Squad, ain't he?
Is he? G-Wa!
He's on somebody's P-Squad.
I thought he was gone. I thought he's maybe trying to get.
Nah, he's on somebody's P-Squad. Check the Titans.
I thought maybe he.
Check the Titans. Check them Titans.
Titans, yep.
There you go.
He's with the pretend Oilers up there in Nashville.
They're calling him G-Y over there.
Mm-hmm.
G-Y-Y.
G-Y's a legend. He's a legend on
G-Y-Y.
On Broadway over there.
Welcome to Tennessee, G-Y.
But anyway, yeah, it is. It is.
That one really.
I told you, man, I wasn't going to move past it.
No way, man. No way.
Selling that G-Y. Get the hell up out of here with that. No, but no, it is in there, dude. That's what they've done. By the way, I'm against that. I think the party could be set off. Because I feel like since we're going to be broadcasting live out there at the party, if they moved up in the first round, I feel like we should be able to get the first round pick on the drive, talk it to them tomorrow. That's what I'm thinking.
You feel like we should.
That's what I'm thinking.
I imagine you're going to stick around for Vandermeer and the boys to get that.
I'm thinking, no. If that happened, I think I would camp out and just sit close and try to grab the headset first.
From Vandy?
One of them. Grab that headset first so I can pose me a few questions. I'd like to get. That's what I'm about. I want the first rounder to be here tomorrow.
Well,
to be at the
look,
party.
All joking aside, that'd be nice. All joking aside, Ron, I mean, look, I'm going to get real excited if dudes, particularly on the defensive side of the football, start to slide, and Mel Kiper and all of them are going on and on about, man, I can't believe this guy hadn't been taken yet. I can't believe this corner or this D tackle, this D end. I can't believe this guy hadn't been taken yet. Because I don't, I mean, all we have to go off of is history with history in Houston with Nick Caserio, and he's, hell, I think he's done it every draft he's had. He's moved up.
Tyler, you said you feel it. You said you feel that there's something in your loins, in your soul,
down in my plums,
in your plums, that you feel that Nick's going to try to get himself back into this first round.
Yeah. Like I was telling y'all before the show, I'm not Adam Schefter, obviously. I don't have any inside information, any report from anybody over there at NRG. But just the feeling I've had the last 48-ish hours, looking at the grand scheme of what's been going on with the Texans, with Caserio, going all the way back to last year's draft and how aggressive the Texans have been, I really, really think this is going to go down today. I think Caserio is going to get the Texans back in the first round.
Listen, I'm about all the fun. I'm about the chaos. I'm about the fun. And to me, if he did do that, it clearly would be somebody that they have coveted, that they have wanted for a long, long time, and they've looked, and somebody that they probably didn't even envision being there when they had the pick at 23. That's what. Well, someone just texted in here, and I just all right. Listen, what are y'all talking about? Why the hell would the Texans trade back into the first round? If they do, it shows how ignorant that Caserio is. Why isn't anyone saying the man trades just to trade? He doesn't know how to use picks. But listen, if they trade it back into the first round, doesn't necessarily mean that he is, first off, it doesn't mean he's an idiot. It means information changed. It means something different happened. It means that, hey, they saw somebody they didn't think they could get. For instance, let's say we heard In the Loop talking about it. Brock Bowers was just starting to trip and fall into the 20s. I don't think they thought Brock Bowers would be there. But if that is someone they saw and was like, yo, we got to get him, well, go get him. Like, yeah, I don't think you have any problems with that. That would be a different thing. You'd be foolish if you had a chance to get somebody that you didn't think you could get, that you have the ammunition to go get, and you just say, well, we traded out of it, so we're not going to go back up again. Now, that would be foolish.
Yeah, look, I think it's – and I look, I'm no draft guru, but obviously there's not 20 – they were at 23. There's not 23 prospects that they have slated as legit first-round picks. So as you look at it from that perspective, what can you get for that 23rd pick? They moved out and got added value for that 23rd pick from – what was it, Minnesota? Because Minnesota's trying to move up every board possible to get a quarterback. You know, you move out and you get that. Okay, now the draft starts happening, and now your sights are set on anybody that falls out of that first tier unexpectedly, and you can get a shot at, or there's certain people in that second tier that aren't going to get to where you're at in the second round, and now are any of those guys attainable? It doesn't bother me at all that they traded out if they were to trade back in.